Jeff Thibodeau walks up to a machine filled with candy bars. That doesn't sound too unusual, except the candy bars are free if you tweet about them using special hashtags generated by the machine.
All right, and now I put all that in, and then I'm just gonna hit tweet from my phone. So I hit tweet, and then it says vending.
Thibodeau, Vice President of Innovative Vending Solutions, or IVS, is actually testing his company's social media-activated vending machine. We are in a room full of these in a West Carrollton warehouse. CEO Patrick McDonald was actually ahead of his time when inventing them in 2008. He says marketing companies are gaga over the social media vending machines and put them in big cities for promotional events and at trade shows.
They love them. I mean, you know, and a lot of them were thinking, you know, why not sooner? Why didn't they use them sooner? And so it was kind of, that's what we was talking about. This is what we was trying to tell you. So we knew it was going to happen. But again, we were kind of ahead of our time.
We walked to another room to try out an Instagram activated machine.
What was it? Hashtag?
Yeah, there it is. And now you just touch to get started. It'll give you the hashtags to type in.
Okay.
It's a different code each time.
Here, you take a picture of the machine or product, use hashtags the machine tells you to use, share it, and the product will dispense. A Facebook-like machine is also in the works.
A lot of times what people will do is, you know, put lower-priced free swag-type items, and then randomly throughout the machine, they'll put a piece of paper or a box with, like, the grand prize. So some people will win, you know, a high-amount gift card, or they'll even win a trip to, you know, a certain destination. So things like that. So people are really getting creative with it.
According to Adweek.com, a Twitter-activated vending machine was set up in New York. 100 consumers got free running gear after tweeting about it. The one-day giveaway generated 183,000 impressions and 15,000 engagements. Then there is the example of high-dollar stuff. Vanity Fair rented an IVS social media machine to put in L.A. before the Grammy Awards.
Where they had companies actually sponsor the machine, so you would tweet the specific company hashtag to get that company's item out of the machine, and they had you know, $100 handbag in the machine, you know, over $100 cologne in the machine, and things like that. And it was more for, you know, these bloggers and more, you know, VIP people using the machine. So they were giving away pricey items.
Thibodeau's partner, Patrick McDonald, is always thinking how to customize the special vending machines. Is anything too big to fit?
We did some robotic systems for, you know, some Progressive Auto Insurance, American Express, and some other clients. And we're also working on some now for some retailers for the robotic systems, which actually has a longer reach, more depth, and it has more flexibility on what you can dispense out of there. So, I mean, we could literally, we could deliver a flat screen TV if we wanted to.
McDonald also makes regular vending machines and ones that dispense office supplies via company ID badge. But Thibodeau says the social media ones are the ones creating all the buzz now.
Once you do one event, people see it, it gets a lot of press, and then more of these companies see the machine and they say, you know, who did that? Go find out who did that. Where can we get one of these machines for our event? And then it's, you know, it's kind of a domino effect, and it, you know, it really started taking off.
Besides the U.S., IVS has sold machines to companies in the United Arab Emirates, France, Australia, the United Kingdom, and Japan. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.